Hello, this is Ryokyu Andrews, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. I'm keep doing this Dharma Talk because I am wishing to share the body sensation of enlightenment. This is the first place, the reason why this is why I'm doing as my motive. Because human being has a big potential, much more than you ever imagined. It is possible to experience the body sensation of enlightenment, even the first day, even you haven't ever practiced before. This is what we are sharing in a workshop. And motive is to that let everybody awaken to the potential and the this sensation of the body sensation enlightenment should be shared with human being. Let's start the Dharma talk. There are four kinds of Mahayana Buddhism. Basically, it's not only one. For example, one are Zen, and others are like mystic Buddhism, and others are like Tendai, which we call in Japan Tendai, the mainly visualization practice, and the Puran school. Do you know why this? There are four kinds of the Buddhism in general. It's because the universe, by the way, universe is not the material. Universe is a spirit of enlightenment. This, the great spirit of universe, the spirit of enlightenment, has four aspects. Enlightenment has four aspects. That's why, based on each aspect of the enlightenment of the universe, there are four different schools. So let's look at the Puran school. By the way, what I'm sharing the practice is which includes these four aspects of the enlightenment of the universe. Yes, get back to the subject. The Puran school, there is a thought in the Puran school that picking up in Japanese Raigo, which means that Amida Buddha will come to welcome you to the Pure Land when you die. When you die, the Amida Buddha with all bunch of the other Buddhas, Bodhisattvas together come to you to pick up, to welcome you to the Pure Land. This is the thought of the one of the thought of the Pure Land school, which we call it, as I said, Raigo, means picking up, to welcome. By the way, all the thought, all stories in a religion are everything a symbol of the enlightenment. For example, the death of Jesus on the cross by crucified is a reverse. So what is the picking up and welcome when you die? What is this sort of pure and Buddhism symbolizing? Well, this is the interesting part. If you practice and keep continuously praise for the rescue of all in the universe, and together with the mantra chanting and visualizing the image of the God or Buddha, one day at the point you will be connected to the great spirit of the universe, Amida, by the one day the whole will be produced between the world, between yourself and the great spirit of the universe. The whole will be produced. And what is interesting is that this hole has some distance, so it looks like a tunnel. You will be able to feel as a body sensation, and you'll be able to even see it. You even see by your image. Anyway, you'll be able to recognize it. This you will be. One day it happens. When you be connected to yourself and Amida, the great spirit of the universe, it's interestingly, you feel that Amida Buddha, the great spirit of the universe, manifested, appeared, even you haven't had any expectation, it will happen. And you realize that, oh, it is really exist. The great spirit of the universe really exist. Because you feel like one day it arises, one day it manifest, appeared in front of you. You feel it as a body sensation. And you will find out, there's really existed. It's totally different from what you imagine before the experience. And you will feel, you'll know that when the Amida Buddha, great spirit of the universe, arises, manifest in front of you, where even there's some distance, but there's a hole, and there's there are tunnel that you connect with this great spirit. And what is interesting, that great spirit of the universe, Amida, try to calm you from his side, his or her side. You cannot unify it from your side to the great spirit of the universe. However, the great spirit of the universe will unify it. It's really one way, like this. That's why it is called other force, other thought, one of the thought of the Puran school. As you practice go deeper, and after one day, Amida Buddha, Buddha arises, and you can feel that Buddha is coming to you and unified to you gradually, gradually. And as more you receive the unification, your negative karma will be dropped off. As Amida Buddha more and more comes to you to unify to you, after some point, you start feel that you are not moving your arm or leg spontaneously, but the universe is moving. You are not action of yourself, is not from you, but is from the Amida Buddha directly. And this calls that 100% living up to Amida Buddha state. It's called Zentaku in the Pure Land Buddhism world. You are completely living up to the universe, Amida Buddha, just completely living up. And how peace you feel, this peace you have never ever experienced before. The whole body is occupied, dwelled by the Amida Buddha, and your karma are dropped off, which synchronizes with the unification of the Amida that you received. Well, Paul says the same state of the heart. His words, now I am not living anymore. Jesus is living in me. His ego were already dropped off. That's why he said, I'm not living anymore. He's totally dwelt by the great spirit of the universe, which symbolized by Jesus. That's why he wrote, he said, Jesus living in me. This is totally the state of the heart, fully with peace. As I said in the beginning, because I am wishing you will feel be in a state of total peace. I hope you will awaken to your potential of the enlightenment and start, be able to start even share that with others. Thank you.